I'm reading from the 17th chapter of Madhya Lila, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to Vrindavan. This is his travels on the way to Vrindavan. On his way to Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the forests of Jharikhanda and made all the tigers, elephants, deer, and birds chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and dance. Thus, all these animals were overwhelmed by ecstatic love. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to the devotees of the Lord. When autumn arrived, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan. In a solitary place, he consulted with Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. The Lord requested Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami to help him go to Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I shall leave early in the morning and go incognito, taking the road through the forest. I shall go alone. I shall not take anyone with me. If someone wants to follow me, please stop him. I don't want anyone to go with me. Please give me your permission with great pleasure and do not be unhappy. If you are happy, I shall be happy on my way to Vrindavan." Upon hearing this, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, "Dear Lord, you are completely independent. Since you are not dependent on anyone, you will do whatever you desire. Dear Lord, kindly hear our one petition. You have already said that you will derive happiness from our happiness. This is your own statement. If you will please accept just one request, we shall be very, very happy. Our Lord, please take one very nice Brahmin with you. He will collect alms for you, cook for you, give you prasadam, and carry your water pot while traveling. When you go through the jungle, there will be no Brahmin available from whom you can accept lunch. Therefore, please give permission for at least one pure Brahmin to accompany you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I shall not take any of my associates with me, because if I choose someone, all the others will be unhappy. Such a person must be a new man, and he must have a peaceful mind. If I can obtain such a man, I shall agree to take him with me." Swarup Damodar then said, "Here is Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who has great love for you. He is an honest, learned scholar, and he is advanced in spiritual consciousness. In the beginning, he came with you from Bengal. It is his desire to visit and see all the holy places of pilgrimage. In addition, you may take another Brahmin who will act as a servant en route and make arrangement for your food. If you can also take him with you, we will be very happy. If two people go with you through the jungle, there will certainly be no difficulty or inconvenience. The other Brahmin can carry your cloth and water pot, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya will collect alms and cook for you." Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the request of Swarup Damodar Pandit and agreed to take Balabhadra Bhattacharya with him. On the previous night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited Lord Jagannath and taken his permission. Now, near the end of the night, the Lord got up and started immediately. He was not seen by others. Because the Lord had departed, the devotees, unable to see him early in the morning, began to search for him with great anxiety. While all the devotees were searching for the Lord, Swarup Damodar restrained them. Then everyone fell silent, knowing the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord abandoned walking on the well-known public road and went instead along a bypass. He thus kept the city of Katak on his right as he entered the forest. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest chanting the holy name of Krishna, the tigers and elephants, seeing him, gave way. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceros, and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see them, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. One day a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his feet. The Lord said, "Chant the holy name of Krishna." The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and to chant, "Krishna, Krishna." Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri Mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. The elephants, whose bodies were touched by the water, splashed by the Lord, began to chant Krishna, Krishna, and dance and sing in ecstasy. Some of the elephants fell to the ground, and some screamed in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the does came near him. Hearing the Lord's great vibration, all the does followed him left and right. While reciting the verse, with great curiosity, the Lord patted them. Blessed are all these foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of affection and love. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle, 5 or 7 tigers came. Joining the deer, the tigers began to follow the Lord. Seeing the tigers and deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. He then began to recite a verse describing the transcendental quality of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger, or thirst there. Though naturally inimical, human beings and fierce animals live together there in transcendental friendship. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant Krishna, Krishna," the tigers and deer began to chant Krishna and dance. When all the tigers and does danced and jumped, Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder. Indeed, the tigers and deer began to embrace one another, and touching mouths, they began to kiss. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left the animals and continued on his way. Various birds, including the peacocks, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. When the Lord loudly chanted Hari Bol, the trees and creepers became jubilant to hear him. Thus, all living entities in the forest of Jharikhanda, some moving and some standing still, became maddened by hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In all the villages through which the Lord passed, in all the places he rested on his journey, everyone was purified and awakened to ecstatic love of God. When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from that second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnav through such disciplic succession. Thus, everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried, and smiled. The Lord did not always manifest his ecstasy. Being afraid of a great assembly of people, the Lord kept his ecstasy concealed. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his natural ecstatic love, everyone became pure devotees simply by seeing and hearing him. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally toured Bengal, East Bengal, Orissa, and the southern countries, and he delivered all kinds of people by spreading Krishna consciousness. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jharikhanda on his way to Mathura, he found that people there were almost uncivilized and were devoid of God consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave even to the Beals an opportunity to chant the holy name and come to the platform of ecstatic love. Thus he delivered all of them. Who has the power to understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the Jharikhanda forest, he took it for granted that it was Vrindavan. When he passed over the hills, he took it for granted that they were Govardhan. Similarly, whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a river, he immediately accepted it as the river Jamuna. Thus, while in the forest, he was filled with great ecstatic love, and he danced and fell down crying. Along the way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya collected all kinds of spinach, roots, and fruits wherever possible. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited a village, a few Brahmins, 5 or 7, would come and extend invitations to the Lord. Some people would bring grain and deliver it to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Others would bring milk and yogurt, and still others would bring ghee and sugar. In some villages, there were no Brahmins. Nonetheless, devotees born in non-Brahmin families came and extended invitations to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to cook all kinds of vegetables gathered from the forest, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to accept these preparations. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to keep a stock of food grains that would last from 2 to 4 days. Wherever there was no people, he would cook the grains and prepare vegetables, spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forests. The Lord was always very happy to eat these forest vegetables, and was even happier when he had an opportunity to stay in a solitary place. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was so affectionate to the Lord that he was rendering service just like a menial servant. His assistant Brahman carried the water pot and garments. The Lord used to bathe 3 times a day in the warm water of the waterfalls. He also used to heat himself morning and evening with a fire made with the limitless wood. While traveling in the secluded forest and feeling very happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the following statement. My dear Bhattacharya, I have traveled very far through the forest and have not even slightly received any trouble. Krishna is very merciful, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus he has given me great pleasure. Before this, I decided to go to Vrindavan on the way to see my mother, the river Ganges, and other devotees once again. I thought that once again I would see and meet all the devotees and take them with me to Vrindavan. Thus I went to Bengal, and I was very happy to see my mother, the river Ganges, and the devotees. However, when I started for Vrindavan, many thousands and millions of people gathered and began to go with me. Thus, I was going to Vrindavan with a big crowd, but through the mouth of Sanatan, Krishna taught me a lesson. Thus, by making some impediment, he has brought me on a path through the forest to Vrindavan. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He is especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Balabhadra Bhattacharya and told him, "It is only by your kindness that I am now so happy." Balabhadra Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Lord, you are Krishna himself, and therefore you are merciful. I am a fallen living entity, but you have bestowed a great favor upon us. Sir, I am most fallen, yet you have brought me with you, showing great mercy. You have accepted food prepared by me. You have made me your carrier Garuda, although I am no better than a condemned crow. Thus you are the independent personality of Godhead, the original Lord." The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchidananda Vigraha, transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisance unto him who turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. In this way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya offered his prayers to the Lord. By rendering service unto him in ecstatic love, he pacified the Lord's mind. Finally, the Lord arrived with great happiness at the holy place called Kashi. There he took his bath in the bathing ghat known as Manikarnika. At that time, Tapan Mishra was taking his bath in the Ganges, and he was astonished to see the Lord there. Tapan Mishra then began to think, "I have heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted the renounced order." Thinking this, Tapan Mishra became very jubilant within his heart. He then clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. The Lord raised him up and embraced him. Tapan Mishra then took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to visit the temple of Vishveshwara. Coming from there, they saw the lotus feet of Lord Bindu Madhava. With great pleasure, Tapan Mishra brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and rendered service unto him. Indeed, he began to dance, waving his cloth. That's half the chapter, and we'll read the other half tomorrow.